We have an update this morning on the investigation into the shootings at the Fort Hood Army Post. NPR has learned that investigators have identified failings that may explain why the man accused of the shooting went unnoticed, despite plenty of warning signs. Those shortcomings include a mix-up at two FBI field offices, one in Washington, D.C., the other in San Diego. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the details.
According to officials familiar with the investigation, the FBI's Washington field office was given Major Nadal Hassan's file to review back in February of this year. That file included two intercepted emails Hassan had written to a radical imam in Yemen. And that file sat on the FBI case officer's desk for 3 months. When the agent did follow up, he didn't ask for an updated file. If he had asked, he might have received 16 more recent emails Hassan had written. Those emails were never forwarded by the FBI's San Diego office. They were waiting for Washington's assessment of Hassan. In one email the Washington FBI office never saw, Hassan mentioned the case of Sergeant Hassan Akbar. He was the Muslim soldier who threw grenades at fellow troops in Kuwait at the beginning of the Iraq War. He killed two soldiers in that attack. In his email to the imam, Hassan asked whether Akbar would have been considered a shaheed or hero for having done this. Investigators say the email didn't raise red flags because it seemed consistent with Hassan's research at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Juan Zarate was a deputy national security advisor in the Bush administration. He says hindsight is always 20/20.
It's very difficult in the moment, I think, for analysts and agents and certainly his cohorts and coworkers to have pieced this together and to figure out that they had a ticking time bomb on their hands.
Investigators also have new detail on the actual attack. Witnesses told them that Hassan could have killed the female police officer who tried to stop him. Apparently, he aimed for her head and then changed his mind and shot her in the leg instead. Investigators say that Hassan had the opportunity to shoot people he knew and purposely trained his weapon elsewhere. Investigators say this is part of what they see as Hassan's deliberate effort to shoot soldiers, not civilians. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.